Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. The Powell City Council had its first meeting of the new year this week, and a couple of notable actions were taken. First, new council members Jeff Hovian and Zane Logan were sworn in. Logan, former city administrator, was appointed to fill the seat left vacant by Scott Mangold, who began his new duties as a county commissioner this week. After the swearing-in ceremony, the council took up what to do with Powell's one available liquor license. Ultimately, that was awarded to food giant Albertsons, which plans to open a new store in Powell next year at the old Shopko location. Councilors cited job creation as their main reason for choosing Albertsons, with the grocery chain retailer promising 80 to 100 positions at the new location, with about 60 of those being full-time jobs, complete with benefits and competitive pay. The new store should open sometime next year. Wyoming's Republican congressional delegation and Governor Mark Gordon condemned the protests in Washington, D.C. yesterday that resulted in pro-President Donald Trump forces storming the Capitol. The assault forced lawmakers into hiding while they were beginning to certify the constitutionally mandated and usually quiet counting of the Electoral College. The violent protests were a stunning attempt to undercut the nation's democracy and keep Biden from replacing Trump in the White House. The National Guard and state and federal police were called in for control, and the mayor of Washington imposed a rare evening curfew. The Wyoming delegation, Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Loomis, and Representative Liz Cheney were among the lawmakers who went into hiding and, along with Biden, called for an end to the violence.
Do you have a lead foot? Here's some heavy news. Speeding is one of the leading causes of traffic crashes. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. Don't put your schedule above everyone else's safety. Stop tailgating. Don't try to beat traffic lights. And please, pass safely and legally. Drive at safer speeds. Remember the posted speed limit. Slow down. Look out for the other driver. Slow down, Leadfoot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Shop Ace Hardware during cold weather times. Button up the home with door and window winterizing kits and heating cables. Keep your house warm with the help of your local Ace Hardware downtown Powell.
Casper police yesterday morning arrested a student after he showed a firearm to another student at Kelly Walsh High School, according to a news release. The school resource officer received the report shortly after 9 a.m. and immediately responded. They found the suspected student and safely took him into custody. Police officers retrieved the firearm and determined it was unloaded. The student was then taken to the Casper Police Department to be interviewed. Why he brought the firearm to school remains under investigation. He was arrested on one recommended felony charge of aggravated assault. Police continue to investigate the incident. The Wyoming Highway Patrol is investigating an accident New Year's Day that claimed the life of a woman driving a rental car. Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Matt Bracken says 40-year-old Claude Kali Salah of California was northbound on Highway 26, 89, 191 about 10 p.m. when she plowed into the roundabout at Grovant Junction, just north of Jackson. She was ejected from the car. Eyewitnesses say she had been seen passing another car at high speeds just before the accident. Lieutenant Bracken says investigators are awaiting toxicology results to determine if alcohol was a factor. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.